Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Thank you for listening today. Thank you for joining us on our podcast. On our podcast today, we're going to talk about God is Good, Part 2. And the title of this, I Sought the Lord. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is how we sought the Lord and how He touched us. Hallelujah. Before we get started, let's pray and ask God to touch us right now. Let's pray that God will stir our heart today, that we can take this podcast and grow in our relationship with Him. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank You for this time that we can come together, Father. I pray who's ever listening to this podcast right now, stir their heart right now, Lord. Let their heart be touched by today's podcast. They can take this podcast, grow in their relationship with You, Father. Lord, we want to thank You for the blessing of the day that You've given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How are you doing? How's everybody doing today? I just want to be more relaxed as I do these episodes, because we're friends, we're family, and I want you to feel like that we're just relaxed and we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And I just want you to feel so relaxed, and me too, because I want to feel so relaxed when I do these podcasts that we can just sit and just talk for a little bit, and instead of just going right at the lesson today. But so I hope you've had a good day. I hope you've seen the Lord work in your life today. I hope that the Lord has blessed you in some way, some small way that you've seen God work that has increased your faith. If you think about your day at the time you listen to this podcast, how has God increased your faith? How has God touched you today? It's wonderful to know that God is right there with us, ain't it? Oh, it's so wonderful to know how God is always there with us. All we have to do is reach out and touch the Lord, that old song says that we sing in the church, is reach out and touch the Lord. He's there. He loves you, my brother and sister. My brothers and sisters, I hope you're having a blessed day. I hope you've seen the goodness of God in your life. And that's what we're talking about, how good God is. And today we're going to talk about how we sought the Lord. So like I said, we're in Psalms 34, and I've already done verse 1. Then I did 2 and 3. Now I'm going to be at verse 4. Okay? Psalms 34, verse 4. What I'm doing with this series is here is that I'm doing a little verse-by-verse teaching of this series. And I want to do a verse-by-verse teaching so that we can understand this and that we can apply this chapter. And this chapter is very good things in here, very good things that you can apply to your life, grow in your relationship with God. I can't express that enough, how much we need to grow in our relationship with Him. Because I'm going to tell you something, with our relationship with the Lord, the reason I want us to grow so much, because when we have that relationship with Him, oh hallelujah, we get to see the glory of God in our life. It's just like having a relationship with our spouse and our kids. It grows daily, don't it? It grows daily. And when you see the growth of your relationship and how it will last forever and ever, that's how the relationship with God in our lives is, as we grow daily by daily, and it'll last forever and ever. Hallelujah. Well, let's go right here in our verse now. Psalms 34, verse 4. And like I said, I'm reading out the New King James Version of the Bible, if you kind of want to know there. Wording's a little bit different than what you're using. So I'm reading now the New King James Version. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all of my fears. If we look at that verse right there, I sought the Lord, and He heard me. What does that mean? I sought the Lord, and He heard me. If we look at that right there, in that first part of that verse, I sought the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I seek Him. Hallelujah. I pray to Him. Hallelujah. I ask Him to touch me. Hallelujah. And guess what? He heard you. He heard you. If you look at that right there, I sought the Lord. Have you been seeking God about a certain situation in your life? Have you been seeking God and saying, God, touch me in this life. Touch me in this situation. I need Your direction. I need You to lead, guide, and direct me. Touch me, Lord, today. That's what it means, I sought the Lord. I seek Him daily. I'm seeking Him for direction. I'm seeking Him, and He's touching me. Hallelujah. And He hears you. Hallelujah. And also it says in the book of Psalms, I took my supplications unto the Lord, and He heard me. And that's your prayer request. If we take our prayer request to Him, that's what the King James Version says there. I took my prayer request to Him. I'm sorry, I got tongue-tied there. Forgive me on that one. I'm sorry about that. But if we take our prayer request to God, He hears you. Hallelujah. When you seek Him, He hears you. Hallelujah. He's right there with you, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. But when we seek the Lord, it means to really pray and read His Word and really grow in a relationship with Him. I mean, praying daily, reading daily, getting this Word in us, getting this life of God in us. Hallelujah. Look, life happens. I know sometimes a day could get by, and by the end of the day, you realize you hadn't had your time with the Lord. But take that time with the Lord. Take that time with Him. Seek His face daily. Hallelujah. And when you seek His face daily, you're going to see how God will touch your life and how you'll see His glory be revealed. Hallelujah. In your life. Oh, Lord, I'm getting a little excited here. Hallelujah. Is when you seek the Lord. Hallelujah. And He hears you. And He hears you because He's always listening. Hallelujah. I can't express that enough. Hallelujah. I can't express that enough. How He hears us because He loves us. Hallelujah. But if you look at the next part of that right there, it says, and He delivered me from all of my fears. Has God delivered you from your fears? I want you to think about that for a minute. What fears has God delivered you from? What things in your over the period of your life? I want you to think about how God has touched you in certain situations, helped you, and delivered you from your fears. What was you fearful of? Just think about it. We're not going to sit here and name things. We're not doing that. But think about what you was fear and how God has touched you to overcome that. And He's delivered you from it. Hallelujah. Because if you look, because in Psalms 48, verse 14, God is God. God is always forever. And God will lead you unto death. I paraphrase that verse right there, But God is God. Hallelujah. Glory to Him. God is God of our life. He's always here forever. And He's going to lead us unto death. I just want to throw that verse in there with this lesson today too, is that we have to remember, God is God of our life. Hallelujah. God is always going to be here forever. He's not going nowhere. He's God, Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. He's the healer. Hallelujah. He's the way maker. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And He's always right here with us. And He's going to let Him lead you into death. That means let Him lead, guide, direct you all your life. But if we look at the fears that we have been delivered from, well, how has God delivered us from our fears? What were they? And when you think about how God has touched you in that situation, give Him glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Give Him glory. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Hallelujah. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all of my fears. What comfort to know that when you read that in your Bible, and you read that verse right there, and you haven't been delivered from a fear, give it to Him. Seek Him. Hallelujah. Seek Him. Put your supplications unto Him. And give Him that prayer request. Hallelujah. And watch Him work. Glory to God. Watch Him work in your life. Hallelujah. Watch Him take over. And watch His glory be revealed in your life. And when His glory is revealed in our lives, oh glory, hallelujah, that's Him. That's Him, my brothers and sisters. That's God. That's God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So today's verse is this. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Application. Application for this podcast right here is seek God every day. Seek Him. Pray to Him. Read that word, hallelujah. Let that word soak in your life. Let that word consume in your life. And when you get that word of God in your life, hallelujah, you're going to, when things happen in your life, you're going to have that word in you, and you're going to see how God will deliver you from your fears, hallelujah. You'll see God work, hallelujah, is when you saw Him every day. And when you seek Him every day, you're going to see the glory of God revealed in your life. And you're going to see how He's going to deliver you from your fears. And just give it to Him. Give that prayer request to Him. Give it to Him right now. Take your supplications unto the Lord and He hears you. Hallelujah. Remember, God is God. He's forever. He's going to lead, guide, and direct us into death. If you took those three verses right there out of the book of Psalms, and apply this to this life, apply this to your life, you're going to see your faith increase. You're going to see how you're going to grow in your relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I encourage you today, take this verse, seek God every day, and watch Him. Give Him your fears, whatever fear you got. It could be anything, fear of heights, fear of this, a fear of a decision you got to make. Whatever fear it is, give it to Him. And He's going to deliver you from it. He's going to deliver you from it. Hallelujah. Just let God work in your life today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just let Him work today. Well, thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope this podcast has been a blessing to you. I hope you can take this podcast today and apply it to your life and grow in your relationship with the Lord. But I want to pray with you right now. Any prayer requests, needs you've got right now, let's give it to God. Hallelujah. Let's give it to Him for His glory. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come to you right now, Lord, I pray, Lord, who's ever listens to this podcast, I pray, Lord, you just be with them right now. Lord, touch their need for your glory. Just be with them right now, Father God. Touch them right now for your glory. Lead, guide, and direct them every day, Father God. Let your glory be revealed in their life. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for doing the work as we speak. Thank you, Father, for answering our prayer requests as we speak, because you're doing the work, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast today. And like I said, Psalms 34, verse 4, I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. Always remember, seek the Lord every day, and He's going to deliver you from your fears. Whatever it is, give it to Him. Give it to Him, and like I said, watch Him work. Hallelujah. And He's working for God's glory. Hallelujah. Watch His glory be revealed in your life. Well, thank you for listening again. I really appreciate each and every listener I get from either here in America or overseas. I appreciate each and every one of you. I pray for each and every one of you daily because I ask God to touch y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to take time for this podcast and listening to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. If you're listening to our podcast, you can do it several ways. You can go to the Anchor app and listen, or you can also go to our Facebook page, Words of Encouragement by Adrian Ramey. That's our Facebook page. It has I have some teaching videos on there. I have some writings on there. I also have all of our podcast audio on there. So you'll see different things there on our Facebook page. Also, if you're also listening, you can listen. If you're Apple product, iTunes, you can listen to us on iTunes, on their podcast. You can listen to us on Google Play. You can listen to us on Spotify, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Radio Public, CastBox. So we're on, and the new one, Stitcher. We're on Stitcher now too. So we're on 10 different sites now this show is being carried. God is using this for His glory. Hallelujah. And we thank God for how He's using this podcast to get the word out so people can grow in their relationship with Him. Well, I appreciate you listening and have a blessed day.